AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A former Marine will spend the rest of his life in prison after being convicted of killing American sniper Chris Kyle and another man 2 years ago at a Texas shooting range.
We, the jury, find the defendant Eddie Ray Routh guilty of the felony offense of capital murder as charged.
The jury rejected the defense argument that Eddie Ray Routh was insane when he shot and killed the two men. And after reading the verdict, the judge delivered Routh's sentence.
Confinement for life in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice without the possibility of parole.
Chris Kyle's family didn't speak publicly at the courthouse, but the other murdered victim's mother did.
We've waited 2 years for God to get justice for us on behalf of our son. And as always, God has proved to be faithful.
Judy Littlefield, the mother of Chad Littlefield, killed with Chris Kyle 2 years ago in Texas. Authorities say a pickup truck driver is under arrest in Oxnard, California, after abandoning his truck on the railroad tracks, where a commuter train smashed into it. Dozens of people were injured, four critically. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says they're trying to figure out why the pickup was on the tracks.
We found that the headlight switch was in the bright position, and the brake handle, the brake was in the emergency brake position.
Authorities say they found the truck driver about a mile and a half away and arrested him. A big part of the country is expected to continue to feel the wrath of Mother Nature today. States of emergency have already been declared in many places. Parts of Louisiana are seeing sleet and freezing rain that's expected to change into snow. Georgia's expecting maybe 6 inches of snow. Consumer Reports' top pick for vehicles on the road today is the Tesla Model S electric car. This is AP Radio News. An American missionary is missing in Nigeria, kidnapped, says her church. Our Steve Coleman's got this story.
The Free Methodist Church says it learned Monday that the Reverend Phyllis Sorter was kidnapped from the compound where she ministered to children and Fulani Muslim herdsmen. The church says U.S. and Nigerian officials are working to find and rescue her. Sorter's friend and supporter, the Reverend Brenda Young, says there are
thousands and thousands of prayers going up for her.
Adding that Sorter's supporters are confident
that she's handling herself as a follower of Christ.
Kidnappings for ransom are common in Nigeria. Most victims are returned unharmed. I'm Steve Coleman.
Three Austrians have replaced their injured hands with bionic ones that they can control using nerves and muscles transplanted into their arms from their legs. These three men are the first to undergo what doctors are calling bionic reconstruction. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.